Hi, my name's Amelia Masaccio. I'm 14 years old, and today is December 15th. I'm speaking with Kathleen Hanig, who is my grandmother. We are recording in Lockport, New York. Tell me a story about something silly or crazy that would happen when you would put up the tree or something around those lines.
Okay. Well, my memory is about when I would say from grade three on, and I lived above my grandmother and my aunt. And it was tradition at that time because I had a younger brother who was of toddler age. His name was Alan, and it was tradition in our family that he would not get to see the tree until Christmas Day. So after he went to bed at night, the tree was then set up and decorated.
So this was done on New Year's Eve,
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yes,
My
done on
God,
Christmas
that's
Eve.
late.
And that's a lot of work when I think back about it. So we would decorate the Christmas tree after he was sound asleep. And that was pretty nice and pretty fun. We put on our tree this sort of string of
Popcorn?
icicles.
Icicles.
Yes, and you would hang them all over the tree. And they were very pretty at the end, but they were sort of messy. I don't think that they even sell that stuff anymore. But they were like sort of like metallic. And
That definitely sounds like there can be some form of old-timey poisoning going on.
maybe, I don't know. But that was very popular. Anyway,
Yield
because
poisoning.
I was sort of excited about seeing my younger brother get to see the Christmas tree. The following morning, I got up super early because I didn't want to miss him. I didn't want to be at church. My dad always sent me to church. So that was a tradition. So that morning, I got up, got dressed, and I walked about a maybe a block and a half to church. And I was sitting there, and mass wasn't starting, and I couldn't understand what was going on. Finally, my best friend showed up, and she knelt next to me, and I realized that I had been a whole hour earlier, that apparently I had misread the clock.
Or you just didn't move your clock to daylight savings.
I have no idea. I just remember how long it was and how frustrated I was because I wanted to get that mass over with and to get home. So
You're
anyway,
like, why is there no one here yet?
that's
This is
exactly
so
right.
strange.
Where is the priest? Why isn't he coming out onto the altar to start this mass?
Was there other people there, or were you literally alone?
I was pretty much alone, actually. There wasn't a lot of
I feel
people.
like that would have
They
been the
sort of
first time.
straggled in a little bit after a while. So, but the church was open at that time. I don't know if the church would be open that early on these times.
Yeah.
But then I remember basically running home.
You're like, ah,
It's over with. It's over
I'm
with.
free.
I'm free. So I'd run home, and then we always had a door that went down the hallway and was closed into the entrance of our dining room. We had a dining room, and then continued on was a living room. They were sort of like in a row there, and my brother would be then by that time up, and the door would open up, and we'd all sort of sneak in and wait for him to toddle in to see the tree.
Would he wear like little pajamas and be like, oh, or would he be dressed?
He would have been in pajamas. He would have been in
That
pajamas.
sounds
Yes,
horrible.
if I didn't have to go to church, I would have been in pajamas too.
Yeah.
Yes.
You run home from church, change back in your pajamas,
Nope,
and act as if you were still asleep.
I did not. I did not. No. But it's a pretty nice memory. It was a
Wait, if it was a 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. service and you were there an hour early, that means you were up at least at like 4:30 to be getting up and getting to service.
I'm sure it
Oh
was.
my God.
I'm sure it was.
How did you mistake a four for a five?
I have no idea. I couldn't figure that out myself at the time.
You're like,
I
what?
remember being frustrated, very frustrated, because the church and the altar boys weren't coming out, and And actually, I remember kneeling, waiting for all this to happen.
Oh my God, you were kneeling?
I remember kneeling, yes.
That's horrible.
That was pretty sad. That was crazy. That's the end of my story with my brother.
Wow. That was cool. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.